Life.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we have been talking in detail about the Robin Hood of Keene case. For those of you who do not know, if you're new to the show, we've been following the case in great detail over the last year, where Robin Hooders, as they are known, these are activists who are on the streets of Keene and on a relatively often basis, pretty much every day, out there saving people from getting parking tickets. They will find the parking enforcer if they're on the streets, walk in front of the parking enforcer, place coins in expired meters before the enforcer can reach them, thereby preventing the tickets from being written, and they'll leave a little calling card on each person's windshield to give them a heads up that they've been saved and give them the opportunity to give donations, which many of their saves do. Many of the folks are very appreciative of the fact that they've been saved. We'll send checks, they'll give cash on the spot, they'll give hugs, they'll show appreciation. It's really a real positive experience, generally, going out and Robin Hooding. Every now and then you'll find some nasty people that don't like you because they've heard lies about the Robin Hooders, like the city of Keene. Employees are telling lies, saying that the Robin Hooders are harassing and intimidating, threatening, surrounding. In fact, I thought it was really interesting that the term surround was used many times in the trial today. This was one of the highlights.
Why
for
are
me.
You and Mark surrounding me right now?
Well, right. So many times during testimony today, the parking enforcers claimed they were surrounded, or the attorneys would ask the Robin Hooders, if, you know, why were you surrounding, or it looks like you were surrounding, or doesn't it look like you're surrounding? They kept using this term. And, of course, when you use the term surround, it makes it sound like we're closing in on you, and we're making it impossible for you to go anywhere, and, you know, you're surrounded, right?
And then he defined the term surrounded as being within 30 feet.
This was the attorney.
This was the attorney, Attorney Bauer.
When asked back, because was it James that he was asking?
Either James or Garrett that said, I don't know what you mean
by surround. Right. And that was a totally valid response. If an attorney uses a word, you need to know what he means. He could be talking in legalese.
Oh, I would recommend to, not to believe for a second that you understand anything that an attorney is saying,
right,
especially in a legal setting, because the fact is that, you know, these people have distorted the language to the point that you don't know what it means. When you can call a piece of paper, like a corporation, or pieces of paper, a corporation, a person, then you can call anything, anything.
Right, you are.
I don't know what a motor vehicle is. I don't know what a public way is.
Right.
I don't know what surround means. I don't speak the same language you
mean. Surround means to be with one other person within 30 feet of a parking enforcement officer.
That's surrounding, according to the attorney.
If you mean me being within 30 feet of you is surrounding you, then I suppose I'm surrounding you.
You need to have someone else.
That was essentially the response. Was, well, based on that definition, yeah.
You know what?
And I was thinking,
I'm
being surrounded by half of the people in this courtroom, including all of the parking enforcement officers.
You know what? I'm not going to play that word game. I'm not going to define things as different than I understand them defined. If you want to go ahead and define words differently, you're going to have to find a different person to play your game.
Mm.
No, I wasn't surrounding, because me and my friends weren't surrounding you, because surrounding means you can't get away, and
right,
they could get away. I wish they would get away, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, go away forever.
Why is Jane running away from you here? She's not running away from me. She's trying to get to other parking meters that I'm not at.
She's running away from you. She's running towards giving tickets to people.
Let's go to Wade. He's in Southern Georgia. Wade, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Actually, it's Lee. I guess my southern accent threw it off a little bit.
Wow, yeah. Normally I ask the board op to spell everybody's name, but they're not so good at that sometimes.
So what do you want, Wade?
Lee.
Go ahead, Lee.
But I was listening to you guys earlier talking about the incrimination during civil trials about how he had to testify against himself, how O.J. Simpson had to testify against himself. But that's because that no criminal proceedings could be pursued from there because they had already been tried for it at that point. Under the New Hampshire state law, under that state law, if it requires them to incriminate themselves in court, yes, that's cool, fine, dandy, but they cannot pursue criminal matters based on that testimony, though, because that'd be a violation of the Fifth Amendment rights of the U.S. Constitution.
Gotcha. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share?
I've actually been having to jump on and off. I've been missing some of the other legal aspects that y'all were asking about that y'all were talking about on the air. I actually helped my sister through her state bar for her to become a lawyer. So I'm not a lawyer, but I am pretty well versed in the law, especially U.S. Constitution law. And I've been missing the rest of it. I've been so hectic around here.
But, well, get on up to New Hampshire and come help out some of these poor activists.
I've been planning on taking a trip up there pretty soon.
Yeah? Oh, you should do that. In fact, we got the Keenevention coming up November 1st through the 3rd. Might be a good excuse to come up here, and you might be able to do Robin Hooding, although I think they're going to shut it down on Friday.
Well,
that's my prediction.
Well, they've not been doing it on Saturdays either.
Right. Wade, anything else you want to share?
Lee.
Sorry, Lee.
His name is Lee.
Lee.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call tonight.
We loved it.
Right. Very good, sir. Very good. All right. So, so the Keenevention's coming up. One of the things I promoted on the Keenevention website a few months ago was, hey, come to the Keenevention. You can go Robin Hooding.
This proves that it's organized.
Well, they actually cited the Keenevention post in their original suit.
To prove that it was organized.
And they also mentioned that they believed that 300 people were
going
to come to town and go Robin Hooding.
A crowd of 300 people chasing the parking enforcers.
I wish we could have 300 people at Keenevention.
I wish we could have the 100 because it said 1, 2, or 300.
Yeah.
I think that it's ludicrous that the city would care about this at all. Look, just give the parking enforcers a day off.
That's what they're going to do. Well, I predict that.
Isn't there a furlough scheduled for certain government employees? There certainly was at one point. Remember when
You mean in New Hampshire? Court employees had a furlough day, one day per month for a while, but that's done.
Okay. Furlough them. Or, you know, give them to them paid, whatever. You know, don't give... This is the problem with the city over and over again. They just can't learn. An organization of force simply cannot leave well enough alone. The best thing to do in this circumstance is to simply not be there when the activists strike.
Yeah.
Listen to Mr. Miyagi.
But then you would be giving those activists what they want, and you'd be shutting down parking enforcement.
But this is the very best thing for the city to do with parking enforcement, is to go ahead and make the claim, all right, the activists annoy the crap out of us. They're bothering our parking enforcers. We're pulling them off the street for mental health reasons. And you can just go ahead and see what it's going to be like. For the next month, there's going to be no parking enforcement. Welcome to anarchy.
What
and
I said.
You will see what a disaster Keene is without parking enforcement. Without
nonsense.
Some kind of.
It will Everything's be. Totally fine.
What I said 10 months ago is either the city should enforce the parking meters 24 hours a day, or they should not enforce them at all.
Hold up. I want to comment on this disaster thing. I mean, you're being facetious,
no,
but
I'm
listeners,
not. I think
that you really think it would be a disaster?
You need to have another solution for parking.
You think it would be a disaster?
Wait a second. Let me answer the damn question. Stop badgering me. I'm not going to be badgered. You too. I'm not done. Yes, you have to have another parking solution in order to solve the problem.
I have a solution, but you didn't let me finish my point.
You asked me a question.
I asked you a simple question. Were you saying it would be a disaster?
I don't need to answer anything more.
All I needed was a yes, because it's nonsense, and I can prove it.
Okay.
During the week before Christmas, they have no parking enforcement. They take an entire week off. And, by the way, when you talk to people about why parking meters exist, the excuse is always the same. It's, well, business owners need turnover. We've got to have turnover downtown. And, sorry, if that were true, then the week you would really want parking enforcement is the week before Christmas, when there's parking all over the place downtown. There's people packed into downtown going shopping, so you would think that'd be the worst week to take off. But, in fact, they take it off, and everything's fine. More coming up here, 855 450 free. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. So again, go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site there. You go to m.freetalklive.com. You can access our live streams and the podcast for free. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, there are a lot of different ways
that Snoopy-type people, people that want to know about your business, they're going to snoop in on your Wi-Fi signal. They're going to sniff the packets, crack your encryption, or crap, not the encryption, but the network's passkey, things like that. They can get in if they know what they're doing. It's not that difficult. But if you've got ProXPN, you can avoid that. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So as soon as your internet requests leave, they're about ready to leave your computer, whether it be over your Wi-Fi card or, you know, wired Ethernet port, you can have a ProXPN encrypt all of that information, all of it, including your torrents, including web, FTP, IRC, anything you might do online. It's all encrypted, sent to ProXPN. They then send it out to the internet from their server. Their servers are located in different places around the world. You can choose which server you want to use. You want to use one in New York, Seattle, LA. You can use one, I think, over in the Netherlands. There's different ones. And you select the one that you want, and then to the website you're visiting, it looks like you're in the place where their server is. So you're protecting your location, you're protecting your data. It's really a sharp privacy move to go with ProXPN. And the way you can do it is go to proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, it also gets you around blocks. So if you're in, like, China or some other place where...
Or you work for a government agency here in the United States, they always... Or some employers block...
That's right.
Websites.
Lots of employers block websites. So,
but we know that the government blocks FTL.
You want to get around those blocks, you can use ProXPN. So proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up. Sign up for the free account. Try it out. You don't get unlimited bandwidth with a free account. You are limited because, you know, bandwidth isn't free. But in this case, you get hundreds of, I think it's like 300 kilobits a second or something like that. And you can use their free account. You can't use torrents with a free account, but when you're ready to unlock it and go with unlimited bandwidth and also torrent access, you can go to you can use our discount code. It's FTL20. 20 stands for 20% off because you get 20% off the lifetime of the account. ProXPN.com/FTL to get signed up. When you're ready to buy it, it's code FTL20. If you buy the year-long package with that discount code, you get the price down to $5 a month. And that $5 a month covers all your internet devices. So you got a couple computers, Mac, Windows, Linux, they got it all. Maybe you want to put it on your phone. They've got one for iPhone, another one for Android. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 to get your premium account at a hell of a discount. Let's go to Corey listening to KZNU in St. George. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I go to Dixie State University here in St. George, and I'm part of the local, part of the Liberty Movement with students. And it's just been a little bit, I guess, a little bit upsetting. Like, we've been trying to do some recruitment. Not a lot of stuff has been working real well. Have there been any ideas that you would have of, like, being able to, that would spur college kids' ideas?
Tell me what you've been working on. What have your attempts been?
We decided to try to do a water fight at the school to promote gun rights.
Okay.
Where everyone brings their, like, water gun to school. That was sort of banned by the school, and we would have gotten in pretty big trouble for that, which is funny.
Hold on. Squirt gun fights were banned by the school?
Yeah.
What was the threat? What were the threats against you from the school in that case?
They thought it was a security issue, which is dumb as heck.
So what was the threat? I mean, what were they saying they were going to do to you?
Possible academic suspensions and things like that.
Possible academic suspension.
I would look at FIRE. It's FIRE, thefire.org, I believe. It's a student organization, or it's an organization for free speech on campus. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is crazy that they might stop college students from playing squirt gun games.
Oh, yeah, that would make an excellent
zero
case.
Tolerance.
That's quite the one. We actually talked to FIRE recently because on our campus they banned. They banned clubs being named after having Greek letters in their names.
Okay.
What?
All right. So, okay. So what you're saying is the water gun fight didn't even happen. What have you actually accomplished that you've tried to recruit people?
We've tried a few opening social things. We're having speakers come, who are very liberty oriented. And we tried those and it just hasn't worked as well as we would like to.
So give me an example of turnout. Like how many people are at the college? What's the total college population?
What's the name of it?
9,000 at the college. We probably had maybe our best event we had was the YAL, when we started the YAL chapter here.
Young Americans for Liberty is what YAL stands for. So yep. When you say you had good turnout, what does that mean?
That was like 18 people.
That's pretty good. Now, was that just the first meeting? Have there been meetings since then? Has the attendance dropped off?
The meetings, we've had two other meetings, and the meetings and the attendance has really dropped off. They're sort of just the core 7 or 8 people.
Oh, 7 or 8. What day of the week are the meetings? What time? Because that does play a factor.
Thursday,
if there's, competing events.
Yeah, we've decided not to, the school has events on Wednesday night, so we decided to move them. We decided to do the meetings on Thursdays. That seems like the best opportunity because the other nights are a lot more busy for students, obviously.
So I've done a lot of outreach work as a liberty activist. I can't say I've done a whole lot on college campuses, but I do, I was that age at one time, and I do have some experience in knowing college kids and how apathetic they tend to be. I tend to be pretty negative towards college students and their level of interest in actually doing things. Many of them have political opinions. If you talk to them, they will share their political opinions with you. But getting them to actually take action on those opinions is another story. Have you contacted the Advocates for Self-Government and attempted to get a Operation Politically Homeless quiz package?
No, we haven't.
This is something that is done around the country, and I happen to be a fan of it. It's the world's smallest political quiz. Their website is theadvocates.org, and they have a discounted version for college students where it's like $50, and you get two poster-sized versions of the quiz and a few other things that come along with it, like a bunch of little quizzes to hand out. But basically, it's a 10-question quiz where people will answer the questions, and then you score their quiz. And I think you can probably go to quiz.freetalklive.com, although that link might be broken at this point, and actually take the quiz. If you want to hang on, we can continue the discussion in a moment here, Corey. And this isn't just for college students. I think the world's smallest political quiz is a great outreach tool
for
anybody that is looking to bring people to the ideas of liberty or introduce them to a group that you're working on locally. More on the way here. You're welcome to share your experience with Corey if you've got some suggestions. It's Free Talk Live.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.3450. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8278, $691.39 for a half ounce, or $345.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.8278, $691.39, and $345.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves would be 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. All the features are free. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you may do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. $5 a month is all it is. And you can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, get signed up, and help us out. It makes a big difference. In fact, in just over a week now, Mark, we are going to be in Los Angeles for the upcoming Talkers Convention. It's a sellout crowd, as it was last year, and Mark and myself will be there to schmooze it up with the big wigs in talk radio, and who knows what will come out of that. It's a good thing. It's like a who's who for the business, and it's important for us to be there, and we get to go because of listeners like you sending $5 a month, so thank you for that.
I think the last Talkers in L.A. was invaluable for Free Talk Live, and the reason is because Michael Harrison, who's the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and this is the guy that gets quoted every time any talk radio article is written. Essentially, they go to, you know, the reporters, they do their due diligence, they find out, okay, who speaks for the industry? And Michael Harrison is the guy who speaks for the industry. He is up on stage. You're giving a speech. Are you introducing him that he's going to then introduce someone?
You mean this year's New York Talk?
No, I believe what I'm talking about happened in L.A.
I was not introducing anyone in L.A.
Were you not on stage?
I was on a panel with Tom Likas.
Okay.
On stage.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell the story, then you correct the facts for me, okay? Because well, he's more likely to remember these things than I am. I mean, just, you know, this kind of memory he's got. I don't have it. But what he said is, these guys, and he was basically, you were there and I was out in the audience. He may have referred to me, I don't know. But these guys did the impossible. They built a radio program from nothing with no national syndicate out there. I mean, GCN certainly has helped us, but it wasn't one of the big companies that starts you on in the big three markets. And
our marketing budget was about zero. What we had was zero.
Every budget was zero. And it was, if I would have known how close to the truth what he said was, I may never have gone and done what we did. Mm-hmm. But it was darn close to impossible what Free Talk Live managed to do. And there's only one reason that Free Talk Live has managed to make it this far, and that's the amplifiers. And the amplifiers do it because they believe in the concept of Free Talk Live. They believe in what we speak. Not the concept, but about what we speak. And you can get the Republican side or the Democrat side all over the radio, but you can't find somebody who talks about voluntarism on the radio. Free
Talk
Live does.
That's true.
For the most part.
Certainly not at the level that we're doing it, although Michael Dean and Nima Vedati deserve credit for following in our footsteps.
Excellent.
And doing a great job with the Freedom Fiends. They're now on, like, almost 10
No,
stations.
They're on 10 now.
Are they? Okay, yeah, that's good to know.
10 mark.
So again, let's go back to Corey. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out by helping Free Talk Live. You're also helping LRN.FM, which is my little online radio network that features a lot of great shows, including Daryl's radio show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. So $5 that come into the AMP program also benefit by proxy all the other great Liberty shows that you find on LRN.FM. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com.
And this is the, you know, lots of people buying and selling houses right now. If you're looking to sell your house, you're probably going to look to buy a house in the future. Fact is, when it comes to houses, mortgages are the next thing you have to think about. And it's not easy to find somebody who's going to work for you, who's going to be in your corner when it comes to a mortgage. The Mortgage Minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, and his team of experts, they're going to do whatever it takes to find the right mortgage for you. It's easy to find somebody who's going to make the right mortgage for them, the one that with the highest commission. But at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they specialize in getting the right mortgage for you. They're going to talk to you about all the options. You know, maybe a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't the right thing for you. They've got all kinds of options. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They know that there's a big difference between a cheap and an inexpensive mortgage. The number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Back with Corey in St. George, Utah. He attends a college there. Did you say it was Dixie State, Corey?
Dixie State, yep.
Dixie State University. And would you mind just, like, backing off your phone by an inch? I don't know if it's your phone or if it's our network side, but you're a little distorted. You're having some trouble doing recruiting. You love the ideas of liberty. You and a handful of other students have tried to put together events and speakers and things like that to attract people and get them involved, get them active. It just hasn't really been panning out the way you'd hoped it would. This has always been my experience with college students. They tend to be apathetic. They may have a lot of ideas about what they think about politics and things, but getting them to do something is a whole other story. And Daryl and I were suggesting to you to do the world's smallest political quiz, or what is also known as the Advocates for Self-Governments. What do they call
Operation Politically Homeless. And I'm actually glad that you mentioned it, because I was thinking it and you said it before I had the chance to. And Dixie State is, you know, a smaller school as far as athletics go, which that means that mostly it's college students that go to the sporting events. So if you could wind up getting a booth outside of the stadium on a Saturday when there's a home football game, you have a target audience. And they're going to have to walk by you to get into the stadium.
So this whole process of setting up a booth, wherever it is, you know, sometimes there's like a common area where a lot of students just tend to go during the daytime on any old day, and that's usually a good place to set up. But when you're doing these things, one of the problems can become the set of rules that the school has. So I don't know if you've looked into this yet, Corey, but I know that here at Keene State College, if you're a college student and you're playing by the rules, then you have to set up your table in the place where they allow tables to be set up, which is the student center place. And if you sit behind the table as someone operating the table, one of the rules is you can't call out to people, which basically means you have to wait for somebody to come up and talk to you, which means you're basically totally ineffective. Do you know if there's any rules like that at Dixie State?
We don't really have that. There's a week where all the clubs set up on there, and you can pretty much call out to people. I've never seen anybody get in trouble for that.
All right, that's good to know, because sometimes the rules can really get in your way of this. But basically, you know, the more often you set up, the more people are going to see you. So maybe do it consistently, whether it's every Saturday by the football game, or it's, you know, wherever during the week at the quad or whatever they call it, where like there's, you know, different people coming from different directions during class changes and things like that. Whenever there's a lot of people around for some sort of an event, that's a good time to do these things. But the world's smallest political quiz is a great way to literally within a minute or two narrow down who the libertarians are already, like who thinks like you do. Many of them will score on their quiz as libertarian, but they probably never even knew they were a libertarian, or they've never heard of libertarian, although I imagine the word libertarian has better penetration now than it did a decade ago when I was doing some of this stuff. Anyway, the Advocates for Self-Government, their website is theadvocates.org. Go and check out Operation Politically Homeless. There's a student discount version of this. I can't guarantee you that this is going to activate the students, but it is at least something that can get something in their hands. It can get them interacting with you. It can get you talking to them, and it may unearth a handful of more people. Don't get unrealistic expectations.
It might even give you an email list to where you could then, when you do have events, send out the email instead of hoping that they see your flyer.
Great point. Use it as an information collection tool to identify who the liberty-minded people are. Collect that email list. And the thing is, you got to keep doing it, because at college, you know, people are coming in every year and they're leaving
every year.
So the real challenge to operating a college group is to be grooming the next group of leaders, right? Because you're going to leave at some point, and then who's going to take over? So that's the thing, one of the things you have to always be dealing with, and it's a constant challenge. Corey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck. Let us know how it pans out, will you?
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And then when you graduate college, the hell to New Hampshire, where you can be around hundreds of other liberty-minded people. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control toll free. Even in these remaining moments, we will probably have time to sneak your thoughts on the air here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. So head on by there and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Show is brought to you by Keenvention, coming up November 1st through the 3rd. I mentioned it earlier tonight. You can go to keenvention.info. And that is where you will have the excuse, the opportunity to come to Keene. We've talked a lot about the Robin Hooders tonight. You can meet Robin Hood himself. He will be presenting the direct action panel, which will feature activists who are people who are willing to get out and put their boots on the ground and do stuff to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, like Robin Hooding or civil disobedience, things like that. So the Keenvention is going to cover a lot of things. That we're going to have the legislative panel where I believe Seth Cohn, who is a former state representative, will be picking interesting people to have us talk to. So the way I've set up the event, I'm the organizer of it this year. I hope somebody else wants to organize it next year. But anyway,
you're the primary organizer. Yes. There are several people that are attempting to help in various
honestly
matters.
I haven't asked for much delegation, and I probably should. But I'm the kind of guy who's like, you want to do something right, you do it yourself.
Right.
So I'm trying to take as much of it on as I can. Anyway, the way I've organized it is we've selected the different panel discussions that we're going to have and selected the person who will be the kind of the presenter or the moderator of the panel. And then the moderator will select their own panelists. So
yes.
Right now I don't even know who all the panelists are going to be. But as we learn more about who it is, we'll post that info to keenvention.info. There's going to be something, I guess I can announce it now. I haven't even posted this announcement yet, but I was just talking with Derek J. Freeman the other night, as well
okay.
as Chris Cantwell. We are going to have a peace roundtable at the Keenvention. Featuring Chris Cantwell.
Can we paint a peace sign in the middle of the round table? Is it actually going to be a round table?
I don't know if we'll actually have a round table. We'll see if we can work that out. But at the very least, that's the idea, is it's going to be, instead of a panel discussion with a moderator, it's just going to be me, Derek J., and Chris. So two advocates of peace, and then Chris, who is not really... an advocate of peace. So it'll be it should be an interesting discussion. Yes. We're going to do that on Sunday morning at Keenvention. Later on in the day, former jail guard Brian Tan will be giving the closing speech. He's somebody who took this job that he really didn't think was the right job for him, but he had to pay the bills, had to feed the family, that kind of thing. And 3.5 years later, he quit the job, and he'll be telling some of his stories. So that should be very interesting. Keenvention.info. It's $50 for the whole weekend. You will not find a Liberty convention that is more affordable than Keenvention. It should be a very intimate experience, meaning you'll get to be around a smaller group of conventioneer attendee types. And there's a lot going on. There's the schedule's pretty much filled out. You can go to Keenvention.info to get all the details. And there's still a couple more things to announce about that officially, so you can follow it on the Facebook page for Keenvention or just follow the website, Keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. We go to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just thinking that some of your listeners and yourselves even, the listeners who have been getting up the nerve, trying to get up the nerve to open that unlicensed radio station. I'm reading on CNN.com that at midnight tonight, the Federal Communications Commission is almost completely going to shut down.
Woo-hoo! That's true. I read that today, too, in the trades. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate it. The FCC, if the government shuts down tonight, will be one of the organizations.
Stop tempting me. Shut it down.
I hope they
hashtag
do. Hashtag
really shut it down.
I hope they do it. But, no, look, if they shut down the government, as we found out, there's only 3% will be shutting down. But apparently a portion of that percentage is the FCC agents will not be able to travel. They will not be processing any applications for radio stations or processing renewals or doing any, they'll be doing barely anything, apparently. So if you were worried about the FCC coming sniffing out your radio station or if that was what was preventing you from putting one on the air, if it turns out the government's going to shut down, flip them transmitters on, baby.
I don't know that that's associated in much of any way, right?
What?
Like, it's the government shut down. Generally, these things don't go on for very long.
Oh, yeah. It's not probably not going to happen.
The FCC seems to be comfortable coming after people long after some violation has occurred. As long as they have some documentation of it.
Well, no. Actually, the FCC is not going to come after you if you're not operating a radio station.
I think that what I'm saying is that if you're not, they're not going to come after you if you're not operating a radio station.
So if somebody complains, let's say the government shuts down tonight. I'm putting quotes around shuts down.
Yeah.
If they shut down and you flip on a transmitter and you operate that transmitter for the whatever length of time the government has shut down, because
you're still going to be 9 months before they come knocking on your door.
Right. Well, we had one going for 24/7 operation here in Keene, and it literally took them 9 months. It was 8 months before that. So there was an 8-month period, and there was a couple years where it was off the air, and there was a 9-month period where it was on. They take their sweet time getting to you, unless you actually live in a city where the FCC has an office. In this case, they can't travel, so they can't come after you while the government's shut down.
Agreed.
So if somebody complains within that period of time, they probably aren't even reading the complaints, but even if they are reading the complaints, they can't send you a letter or notice of apparent violation until they've been to your city, used direction finding equipment to actually find the location of the transmitter. So you really don't have anything to worry about if the shutdown happens. But then again, you probably, if you want to do a radio station, you're probably in a couple different categories. You're willing to do it without government permission, and you already have all the equipment and are probably already operating it. Or you're not willing to do it without government permission, in which case you probably aren't sitting on a bunch of equipment where you can just throw it together tonight and flip a switch. So probably not really that useful of advice, Tom, but it is interesting information. Dana is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Are you talking to me?
Are you Dana in Texas?
I seem to be. My license says that. Hey, I don't want to offend you guys. I wanted to call and not talk at you, but with you. But I have some thoughts on what's going on in the world.
All right, go for it.
Not in the sorority dorm. Can we kind of go to the world now?
No, I kind of enjoy the idea of being in the sorority dorm.
That's
but,
right. Pull us out of the sorority dorm, dude. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, look, y'all want to talk about sororities. I went to UT. We can do that. But I don't want to talk at you. I want to talk to you.
Yes, go.
I have some interesting thoughts in my mind about a couple of things that's going on in the world. So I'm going to throw a question out for you and Ian. Mark.
Okay.
Do you know that Fukushima is about to melt down?
I've been seeing little articles here and there about Fukushima.
I've been hearing that for the better part of, what, a year and a half, I think?
Okay. Don't want to bother you guys. Yeah, the best scientists in the world have already announced we're going to melt down in Japan. Look it up. You know, I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm trying to talk with you.
Okay. So what do you suggest? So if there is a meltdown, then what?
Oh, I don't eat tuna is what I suggest.
All right. But all right. I don't eat tuna anyway. Tuna is one of the only seafoods that I don't like. All right, so Dana, well, if that's not where you're going, you better get there fast because we're running out of time. So go.
I know. I think a bunch of the things that are trying to happen in the world, governments pushing on one another, Russia pushing on us pushing on Russia.
I am not pushing on anyone, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm talking to you, not at you.
Yes, you said that three times, maybe four.
Okay. But I think that the governments are positioning for power because the worst nightmare that's about to happen to this world is going to be Japan going in the dark.
That's the worst nightmare? I thought when the U.S. military dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki that was the worst nightmare that's ever happened to the world.
Look, there's no doubt it would be awful for Japan for something like that to happen, and for the people nearby, it would certainly affect a lot of folks. The economy will be affected by the fact that, you know, products and services wouldn't come out of there, but I don't know if that's the worst nightmare that the world could face. Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. Appreciate you talking with us and not at us.
You're just being mean now.
That was not mean.
All right, so we are out of time for now, but you can join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. You may also find the full details on the Robinhood trial today from Daryl, as he posted over hundreds of tweets, at freekeen.com. As of tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the Robinhood hearing will resume. Day 3, Daryl will be there tweeting again.
# Robinhood trial.
And you can see the post right there at freekeen.com tomorrow morning. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now zenmagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to zenmagnets.com. That's zenmagnets.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.